Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Roy Williams has always said he's lived a charmed life. Keep it up, Coach. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. When doctors first looked at x-rays of the tumor in Roy Williams' right kidney, they were worried. It looked like cancer, although that can never be determined for sure until the tumor is removed and biopsied. Less than 1 week after his 3.5-hour operation, the news is, how they say, all good for old Roy. The tumor may have looked ominous, but UNC doctors reported Tuesday that they took out a benign growth called an oncocytoma, which often looks like a cancerous carcinoma. What Williams had removed is actually pretty rare, representing between 3% and 7% of the tumors found in the human kidney. It also increases the chances that the tumor in his left kidney is the same thing and will not require removal. This type of tumor is basically harmless. Though life and death matters can't be compared with coaches getting fired, academic scandals, and fundraisers taking joyrides in private planes, Williams's diagnosis is the first really good news we've received around here in a long time. Since he is the face of Carolina athletics anyway, let's say old Roy's clean bill of health is like the ship turning away from the gigantic iceberg, and there will be clear sailing ahead after 2 years of mostly rough waters. This also means that Williams will be ready to go for his fast break for cancer breakfast on October 12th, late night with Roy 10 hours after that, and the first official practice for his young 2012-13 UNC team on Saturday morning. And now that he'll be ready to go, the Tar Heels need their fearless leader more than ever. They are young in the front court, where Williams likes to go with the ball to start most offensive sets. And worse than that, many preseason predictions are picking Carolina third in the ACC behind NC State and Duke. Although family and friends will urge him to ease back into his job, Williams does not ease into going to sleep, and then sleeps only 4 or 5 hours anyway. So be thankful for a coach who is not only healthy, but in 17 days will be ripping and roaring to go again. The poor kid from Asheville always says he's luckier than all get out. Undoubtedly, now he believes it more than ever. This is Archansky. See ya.